Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Nature consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a 17-year-old in Florida shot at two men after they used fake money to buy marijuana from him.
They should expect that.
You'd think.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you want to try to pass counterfeit money at, say, Walmart. All right, they're going to call the FBI. You get arrested, this kind of thing. You try to pass fake money with a drug dealer, they're going to shoot you in the face.
I was waiting for the rest of the story where it was actually oregano and not marijuana.
That would have been great. Give you fake money for fake drugs.
that would be awesome. I'm still going to shoot you.
Right. I'm going to shoot you.
Because it's so hard to grow something.
That's just dishonest, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I can accidentally grow tomatoes and I don't even pay attention to them. Like, dude, you can do this. Right. It's really not that hard. I mean, honest to God.
A woman in North Carolina died when she was smoking in her home and her oxygen tank exploded.
Okay, because she was smoking in her home.
But she was smoking while using her tank.
While using the tank, yes.
Fortunately, her husband was sleeping in a back bedroom.
Because he knew she was stupid. Did we learn nothing from NASA? Way back in the day when they're trying to figure out the Apollo program, one of the things they did, and they're going to send up three astronauts, and so most of the air that we breathe is nitrogen. Like 70% of the air you breathe in is nitrogen. About 22% of it is oxygen. Obviously, we can survive in a 100% oxygen atmosphere. You see football players, other athletes sucking oxygen.
Yeah, especially when they're in Denver.
So they're not giving this a lot of thought, and they fill the capsule full of oxygen, right? The astronauts get in there. They're on the launch pad. It didn't take off yet. Everything in there is electronic. A single spark, because all you need is one. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. And these guys fried inside of the capsule.
That's right.
Ooh. That was huge. Yeah, it was a massive moment in NASA back in the 60s. These three astronauts that had trained, and you're still trying to get to the moon, right? So they're doing this training. 100% oxygen. These guys cooked to death in there. And that, honest to God, that's when they stopped doing that.
Yeah,
so listen, if you're on an oxygen tank, don't smoke.
Right.
Oxygen is flammable.
I've heard... That it's a misnomer. Oxygen is not flammable, but it is an accelerant, is what I've heard.
Yes, okay, right. You're right.
Bad things happen when you smoke around oxygen.
That's all you need to know.
You're an oxygen tank.
Right.
You're an oxygen tank because you smoked.
Right.
The reason you
if
need
that's
this thing
not enough to stop
is
smoking.
Because you were a smoker.
Right. Two cemetery employees in Georgia were arrested for stealing dozens of bronze memorials from a storage room and selling them for a profit. That's just
damn,
weird.
Man.
See,
yeah.
I mean, look, they shouldn't have done that, but it also seems weird, like, how do you fence headstones?
Because whatever it is that you can fence, there's someone out there that's willing to do it. Right? I mean, you got to think, a black market exists just like any market. There are people that go out and pick strawberries. There are people that will process the strawberries. There are people that will then sell the strawberries. And then we, the consumers, buy the strawberries. Whatever it is you're into, someone will fence it for you. Mm-hmm. Someone will distribute it to you because someone knows the clientele.
People make money off a junkyard by selling that stuff.
Right.
That's right. A man in Saskatchewan who put up a massive Christmas display lost it all when a truck accidentally crashed into it.
Sorry.
Well, not much you can do about that.
I apologize. This was supposed to be an uplifting episode. I'm just bringing in all the bad stories.
We're going brutal.
That's funny, though.
My bad, man.
The guy took all his time to decorate his yard. To the excitement of the children and adults like me around the neighborhood.
And
some truck driver had to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying that truck driver a beer.
Pantone, is that correct, announced its color of the year for 2020. You guys know what it is?
No.
It's going to shock you, Mike, but we don't.
No?
What was last year, Mike?
Last year was Amarillo.
Amarillo, ooh, which is just yellow in Spanish.
Correct.
Why don't they just say yellow?
I think this year it's going to be sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. All right. It's classic blue.
Okay.
This might not shock
yay!
You. I wasn't working on last year's color of the year either. I have no idea. I just tossed that out there.
Why do they say amarillo? Just say yellow. Because that's like when people say, ooh, it's a special torta. Torta means sandwich.
But
it's,
blue's
it's
the
not
one.
Exciting.
Blue has the most. Like we always talk about, there's blue, there's navy blue, there's royal blue, right?
Does it or does red have the most?
No, but then every college has their own thing. There's Columbia blue, there's right. Carolina blue.
Royal blue.
Yeah.
That's why I like asking guys specifically, hey man, what color is it? Because they'll say things like light blue. Good enough. That's all I need to know, man. Is it light, dark, or just blue?
And navy blue, what are you doing?
It's dark blue.
Right? Do I want a blue suit or a black suit? Navy blue's like, oh, I'm kind of in the middle.
I can't decide.
Right, thanks, dude. Just grab my capris, too.
Just under half of people say they've been a victim of age discrimination at some point, according to a new survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, where are you trying to go?
I was just trying to get the grilled cheese off the children's menu.
I mean, are you trying to walk into a Chuck E. Cheese by yourself with a backpack?
That makes a good point. I go to a restaurant, they have a kid's menu. Say it, even if it's just me, let me see the kid's menu. Mm-hmm. Because you have a grilled cheese. You don't offer it on your other menu.
Right, are they that's saying, just rude.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you telling me that if you do order something off the children's menu, they will not serve it to you?
If you don't have kids, I don't know if they will. I don't know if they would.
I know what they won't do, give you that 55-plus meal.
I do wonder about that, because my mom eats very small amounts, and I'm like, right. Just order off the children's menu.
It's just degrading. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
You're 100. They should just say children's menu, and on the bag it says old person's menu, but it's the exact same menu.
Yeah, exactly.
We have fruit, grilled cheese.
But it's smaller, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Easy to eat.
Right. You can get a cup of soup and half a sandwich.
That's essentially, we know that's what you want.
Some of the most common ways are being of being the victim of age discrimination are being passed over for a job or interview, being let go at a job, or being stood up on a date. I don't know how that's age discrimination.
The date thing, I'm like, I don't think that's discrimination. Like,
if you're 74 and she's 20, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, like, it might just be that you suck.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
But I'm just saying, too, like, with a date, like, I don't, that's personal choice on what you want in somebody. Like, to me, that doesn't seem as
right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, there might be some people, like, it's like, well, I can't date a girl that's 22, so I don't know.
Right.
Well, like, I mean,
that's just boxes that don't get checked on their list of priorities.
It's also a mentality thing. We know a person who's in his 50s, and he dates women in their younger 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that he does is because he's attracted to them, not only physically, but mentally. So they have intelligent conversations like any 22-year-old would, because he hasn't evolved past 22 in his mind.
But that's not even a mean thing.
It's not.
I'm being dead serious.
Right. So he dates them because the intelligent conversation goes no farther than 22.
He's mentally like Benjamin Button. Just getting younger.
And he's a good guy. He just mentally, he needs to be with someone in his mental range, which is still that of someone who says, hold my beer.
Right.
There's been a huge rise in head and neck injuries over the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors say it's a direct result of us getting hurt when we're distracted by our cell phones. I still think it's in the car. This isn't people just running into walls. This is people texting and driving at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, it comes down to your phone, right? And your phone is not distracting you. Your phone doesn't do anything. You have to voluntarily make it operate.
Right.
Your phone, hey, man, open up the screen. They keep screaming at you. It's like, no, you choose to pull this thing out. You know damn well you're walking down the street. Okay. You might as well walk down the street with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's your choice.
I've said this before, but it's not that hard. I do it all the time. Like, just stop. Get out of the middle of the sidewalk, send the text, continue your walk.
Right.
No. I'm going to read this book on my tiny screen as I walk down downtown during rush hour.
A woman in California was upset with her son's haircut earlier this week, so she ran over the barber in her car.
She sure did.
I read that today, man. Yeah.
He wound up with a badly broken leg, and she fled the scene. The cops are trying to track her down.
Any word on if she was faded?
No, she cut and ran.
Thank you.
I like cutting rant.
Your segment's coming up next, man. All right, save it.
That was a funny joke he just dropped.
Could use that one for late night.
Yeah.
The average person will go 11 festive events this winter and spend more than 25 hours mingling.
11?
11?
That's the average? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I am apparently horrible.
44% of us plan to sneak out from at least one event without saying goodbye.
I mean, I have three this weekend.
Ted is a social person.
Yeah.
And you don't have 11 right now.
I'm traveling.
Got a couple Christmas
next weekend,
parties. That's thinking it up.
I got to be around 11.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Christmas movie viewings?
Does Thanksgiving count or just festive, like Christmas?
I feel like festive says anything that's not specifically the day, but anything you do to celebrate the holidays between, right? So, like, I have some obligatory stuff at the kids' school.
It says this winter.
Yeah, they're going to do a rousing ring Christmas.
Right. Okay.
And listen. Okay. Listen, my one complaint about the school. See, I hate this, all right? So, the first year... Let me phrase this correctly. The first year that I was treated to this musical Sonic masterpiece, they did it grades K through 8, right? But then they started doing it out of order because once they realized the parent, like if your kid was in kindergarten, when they're done, you're out.
You got to.
They mix it up now.
A man in Florida is learning patience the hard way.
How's that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Lauren, you understand how this year's game is played?
Sure do.
All right, here is your story. Now, this guy's first mistake was failing to come up with a fake excuse for skipping work, but that was not his biggest mistake. I've heard you and Mike Hawk covered the story earlier this week, and it involves a man, a 20-year-old, who was supposed to work Thanksgiving Day shift at Steak and Shake in Oakwood, Georgia. But he called in and said he couldn't work because he was too drunk to make it in. Most people frown on that. I actually appreciate the honesty. Now, it's not clear how his manager reacted to that, but as it turns out, the guy did end up showing up later that night at work. The only difference is he showed up to rob the place. He wasn't wearing a mask, anything like this. Keep in mind, you're an employee. You show up to your coworkers. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and you walk in with a gun, and then you hold it to a coworker's head and demand money. Well, multiple people called 911. Cops happened to be in the area, so they got there in under a minute. They saw people running from the building. When they ordered this guy to drop the gun, he actually raised it at them for a second, but they didn't shoot. Then he finally dropped the gun. But now he's facing multiple charges for aggravated assault, having a concealed weapon without a license, underage drinking, and public drunkenness. Do you believe that this idiot full of holiday cheer is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Italian and white. What do the racial consultants think?
Did it mention anything about his food taste? Like a milk? Did he get a shake there?
No.
It was a chocolate or vanilla.
We don't. They did not cover any of that. Okay. Those are important details of the story.
They are.
I'm sure, but no.
And it was, what part of, or where was it in Georgia?
Hold on. The name of the place is Oakwood, Georgia. It's about 50 miles northeast of Atlanta.
That's a tough one.
Not
a lot to go on there. But I feel like daytime drinking after you call in sick. You're right. That sounds pretty white.
All right, Lauren.
I'm going to go with white.
Final answer?
I'm going to go with white.
All right. We're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, come on. This takes us to Georgia. 20-year-old Georgia man called out of work on the Thanksgiving Day. And he was honest with his employer. He said, hey, man, I'm too hungover to come in. I'm too drunk or whatever.
Too drunk.
But he eventually did come in to rob the place.
At gunpoint, held the gun to a co-worker's head. They called the cops, everything else. But Lauren, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And in the end, you went white. I think one of the telling clues, based on the comments that came in, they said, when the cops got there, this armed man raised his gun to the police. They did not shoot him.
Oh,
sorry. No, black.
Huh.
I just assumed black cops showed up. I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean,
I would not raise my gun to the cops. That seems like a really, 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 really bad idea. Unless your idea is, what is the last idea I can have?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to die.
Yeah, but somehow they didn't shoot at him, and, you know, he's in jail now.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Got some choices for you here, Miles.
Okay.
All right. We got David Spade. Conan. Jimmy Fallon.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. David Spade, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon.
They'll have a team of professional writers here in the think one.
The other choice is the Ted Smith, by the way.
It could be a Ted original, right?
Could be a Ted original.
No, anybody else involved? Mike
actually,
involved?
You know what? Well, but Mike Hawk involved today,
okay,
too.
Okay. Let's get all this straight. So we got Ted, we got Mike, we got Spade, Conan, and Fallon.
So you guess who you believe was the late-night host to deliver this line.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Taylor Swift announced she's releasing a Christmas song. Looks like someone had a bad breakup with Santa. It's called Single Bells, I think.
Thinking of Single Bells. It was David Spade.
Yeah.
Spade.
Taylor Swift announced that she's releasing a Christmas song. That's nice. Looks like someone had a bad breakup with Santa. It's called Single Bells, I think.
Starbucks just changed its dress code. And their employees are now allowed to have one facial piercing. Before now, they could only wear one earring or one small nose stud. I think we can all get behind that. One is fine, but let's face it, more than one just says a latte.
I feel like Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Or Fallon.
Fallon.
I'm going to say Fallon.
I'm going to go Mike Hawk.
That was a Mike Hawk.
All right.
Nice work, Mike.
Great I thought joke. It was cheesy enough.
That was a great
it was
joke. That was fantastic.
Why is he never funny he's when we talk?
No, he's in Starbucks so much. That makes sense.
He's I mean, Starbucks. But like, he writes these jokes. Yeah. When you talk to him, it's just dull, dry paint, you know.
You know what
dry.
It is, honestly? Sometimes he's writing them at night after a little
you know
granddad's
what I mean.
All cough medicine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
You know
yeah.
Mike. Uh-huh. That's it.
Full tilt. That's the column. Not because of gambling. All right. Oprah said that she and Stedman don't exchange presents anymore because he's so bad at picking gifts and even worse at paying for them.
Conan O'Brien.
Oprah said that she and Stedman don't exchange presents anymore because he's so bad at picking gifts. And even worse, at paying for them.
Annette Cox files for divorce from Papa John after 32 years as husband and wife. I guess she wanted a real man, not a pizza man.
Ted Smith. Be Ted Smith.
That is. But if he saw his interview, he's like, he's not even a pizza man.
Did she really say that?
No. Okay. But he said that in the interview, talking about the guy running the
oh,
place.
Oh, right. Yeah,
right, was it? I've had 40 pizzas in 30 days, all right?
Dude, that's already terrible. A really sad statement.
Yeah.
And he's like, the day of reckoning's coming. The next week, oh, your wife's divorcing. Okay. Things are going well for you.
Let's see. At an art fair in Miami, there's a banana duct taped to a wall that just sold for $120,000. It's crazy. You can get the same banana at Whole Foods for $110,000.
Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Get this at an art fair in Miami. A banana that's duct taped to a wall just sold for $120,000. It's crazy. You can get that same banana at Whole Foods for just $110,000.
Subway sued some journalists in Canada for running tests that proved their chicken was only about 50% chicken.
What?
And the rest was soy protein.
Why are they...
Here's an idea. You could just give people real chicken.
Defense move.
Yeah.
All right, let me try that one again.
Okay,
all right.
Hold on.
Subway sued some journalists in Canada for running tests that proved their chicken was only about 50% chicken and the rest was soy protein. Subway's not too worried, though. People didn't stop eating there when their spokesman was a child molester.
Pizza Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a better one.
I couldn't decide how harsh I wanted to go.
No, you should go harsh.
Well, it is.
Because we would have gotten spayed.
Jared Fogle's terrible human being.
Oh, no.
But look, yeah. You know, with Jared Fogle, like, look, that's not on us. That's not even on Subway.
No.
But we'll still go. But, like, the chicken thing, you go, like, listen, that won't even stop people from ordering it. But you're going to sue journalists because they told the truth.
Yeah, with, I mean, I'm still going to go eat your soy chicken. I don't care.
We're going to eat your soy chicken, but I'm not. Well, actually, I won't. Not for any reason other than I'm not going to spend as much money on it. But all they did was tell the truth.
Yeah. One more, Miles.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson was spotted dancing with two blonde women at a bar in Vegas.
They're dead.
The women were dancing together, and O.J. said, "May I cut in?"
O'Brien, my comment.
David Spade.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. You remember him? Oh, you remember him. Back in the news, was spotted dancing with two blonde women in a bar in Vegas. The women were dancing together, and O.J. said, "May I cut in?"
You guys into the Baby Yoda? You like the Baby Yoda?
I'll tell you what, man. I watched The Mandalorian. Right? I enjoyed the show. I watched an episode last night because I'm always late. Watch it on demand. I enjoyed the show. The Baby Yoda's fine only because, for the most part, you don't really have to. He's central to what is going on, but I hate kids in movies. I'm just going to say it out loud, right? They ruin everything. So
even Baby Yoda?
No, that's what I'm saying. Baby Yoda's been all right, but keep in mind, one important thing, Baby Yoda can't speak.
And that goes it doesn't cry, then doesn't cry, poop itself.
Doesn't talk, doesn't poop. I don't know why people are going so crazy about it.
Ah, there's a scientific reason.
Okay. Can't believe I just literally walked into that.
I know, right? An expert at the University of California says it has to do with baby schema, a set of physical features which were invoked to think as of cute. So basically, being adorable for babies is good because it encourages us to take better care of them. Sorry, ugly babies.
No, I mean, look, they're absolutely right. Puppies, babies, and you're right. Ugly babies, I feel different about. But in the end, whatever. Continue.
And Baby Yoda, right, he has all the important attributes, especially big eyes, a small nose, and chubby cheeks.
He's also green and has pointy ears, man. I mean, like, they really overlook some of the things that might work against him. Because everyone says, "Oh, Baby Yoda's so cute," and in the context of the TV show, sure. But I think if it's real life, like if you came home and someone left a Baby Yoda on your doorstep, you wouldn't touch that thing.
It's better looking than E.T.
You would beat it with a stick. If you saw E.T., you'd have hit him with a shovel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the movie made him cute, but if you saw that thing in your garage...
The movie did not make E.T. cute.
It made...
It acceptable.
Yeah, you're right. If E.T. showed up at my door...
In real life.
It's going to get violent.
And its neck pops up, you know what I mean? Like
I'd have beat that thing to death. And I know it sounds terrible.
Like a Jack in the Box?
Even Baby Yoda. Right? I get that it's a baby, but it's this green, wrinkly skin thing with pointy ears. Then he closes his eyes, points, and things float. He's getting hit with a shovel. I'm just telling you right now.
Thank you once again. Because cute things cause something called cute aggression. That's where there's an urge to squeeze or pinch something. You might even say, "He's so cute, I want to eat him."
I think that happens to the people who play Disney characters at the World and Land.
What do you mean?
But it was just
with people who come into the park and they see these their favorite characters and they go up and they get a little handsy.
No, but that's different. This is just like people, you know what I mean? You've heard people say this.
People grab kids' cheeks. They
so
do
that's
all
what you're saying. Yeah. If a little baby or a kid is cute like that, it causes cute aggression.
It does. Yeah. Think about it. If you see a puppy, people aggressively pat it and rub its belly. You see an old dog, you're petting his head.
That makes sense.
Right, if I see a dog, I can walk by it. I see a puppy, it's like, "Do you mind? Do you mind?"
Mm-hmm. It's this irresistible thing.
Yeah, it is, right?
But biologically,
and I don't care if you do mind, I'm going to pet this dog.
But it has to be that way, especially with kids, man. Because trust me, I always think to myself, if I did not think my kids were cute, I would have kicked them out of this damn house by now.
I do find, the one I find strangest is that strangers touching other women's bellies.
That, see, here's the difference.
I mean, I'm not a woman, but it feels like you should ask before you just touch somebody's pregnant stomach.
The difference is that the baby is not born yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, like, when a baby exists, I understand maybe you see a baby and you go, "Oh, look at that, let me hang with the baby." When the baby's still in your stomach, all I'm doing is touching your gut, and that's weird. Mm-hmm. And you should not let people do that.
John Favreau, who directed it, he thinks it's basically, he says it's just because people are curious about Yoda. We don't know much about Yoda's past.
It's not Yoda.
It's a mystery, so we're just,
It's not even Yoda.
Well, he's one of the same subspecies. They're related.
Okay, but look, you're a human being.
I am.
You die. Okay?
Last time I checked.
50 years later, someone just has a kid. It's a baby Ted. It's not a baby Ted. It's just another human being.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right, it's like...
I thought Yoda was what they were all called.
Look, unless baby Yoda is actually a cue for us to know that Yoda was spreading his green seed, so to speak, and that's his child, it's not a baby Yoda.
It's not Ivan the Terrible.
It's just a green
species.
Kid. Yeah. Right. They're saying they all look alike. See, people are freaking racist.
Mm. Man.
Saying all Yodas look alike.
I was telling you guys this. I don't know if I talked about it on the air, but I've been watching Extras.
Yes.
A Ricky Gervais show from years ago, but it's on Netflix. And one of the funniest things, it's very uncomfortable. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. So his friend kind of says some very insulting. She comes off very racist, right?
All right.
But she's not. She's just like at one point, they're not allowed on one bus because they're the extras. So then one of the actresses tries to get on her bus, and she's like, no, you're not allowed on here. You stick with your kind, I'll stick with my kind. But like all the other black people are just like,
Jesus.
Wow.
Right.
Right. So she's trying to explain this out, and then Sam Jackson is working on the movie, and she's like, what she say? I liked you in The Matrix.
Oh, no.
Miles, it is so uncomfortable. So when you said all the Yodas, like, what do they all look alike? I was like, oh, man, I'm so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's a very funny show, by the way, Extras. If you've never seen it, you got Netflix, you can catch up on it. You know what? You guys know the name Darlene Love?
I read it today. I have no idea who she is.
All right, so she's the original singer of Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. You know this song. It's very
cold outside. That one?
No.
Oh.
This one's kind of a little peppier. Christmas. Dun, 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 dun. Christmas. Burr, burr, burr. I cannot
say. It sounds more Supreme.
Yeah, you it sounds like the Supreme. Yeah. You ever seen Goodfellas? It's the famous scene where they're celebrating.
Oh, all right. Why did you just say that?
And like he's ripping off the fur coat and telling the other guy to send the car back. So her whole point is that with NBC, they have the annual tree lighting, Christmas at Rockefeller Center. But they won't hire her. She says, once again, I was snubbed, and instead they hire another artist to perform my song each year. Such an insult. They book these young artists who can't even hit the notes properly and are off key. It does seem, I don't know, would you have to ask somebody to use their song?
It depends if she owns the rights. I'm suspecting she does not own the rights to her song. So she has no legal argument, but I agree with her on the point of, hey, man, I'm alive. I sang the song, and granted, and it's nothing against today's artists, and a lot of them sing fine, but let's face it, you get signed because you're pretty or you're handsome.
Yeah.
You ain't get signed because you're ugly.
Right.
Well, Two people just came to mind. I don't want to say them out.
Well, listen, if you get signed because you're a good singer, you can eventually get more handsome.
Sure.
Oh, I see what I
did. Well, but also, you can be there under the right circumstances based on the fact that it's your song. Like, if we were to go bomb a third world country, Lee Greenwood is really happy.
Right.
He's going to get to go out there and sing. And if someone says, like, you know what, we want Timberlake to sing it, even though he's Canadian, he'd be like, what do you mean?
It's his song.
It's his deal.
Timberlake, by the way, is from Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Timberlake, Justin Bieber.
Don't bring up Timberlake right now. It's a bad time for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was holding your hand.
That was not
the wedding ring. It was a lapse of judgment. What a lapse of judgment.
You're
trying to get laid, dog.
You have to make a public statement on that one?
Come on, man.
He did. He had to apologize, which me and Robin have decided, because it was after a week. People kind of forgot that he came out with it. It's like, yeah, it's still not okay at home.
Okay,
Jessica
Biel
was like, hey, you're making a public apology.
Proud
Justin.
To be an American.
Why are you making an apology to me? You didn't cheat on me.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm saying, I think she was like, hey, you're making a public one.
Oh, I know why he did that.
I love my wife very much.
Why you dress like a chicken, Justin? You know why. Don't bring it up.
Come on down to Somerville.
Right. Dude, it's like, whatever you do for the next month, we know why.
Darlene Love was also the wife in the Lethal Weapon movies. She was Trish Murdoch.
Huh. All right. There's some relevant to me.
Danny Glover.
She was played by Danny Glover, yeah.
Danny Glover was Murtaugh.
Murdaugh. Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Murtaugh.
Either way, he was Murdaugh. He was too old for that S.
It's
one thing I'll always remember. That Cougar Ants. Let's see this. How many hours of TV do you think?
You mean like gold Cougar Ants?
What's
sound
that?
Like you said cougar ants.
I did.
Okay. That's not what they're called. So it took me a second because in my head I'm like,
wait, what
are you talking about? South African currency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cougar ant.
Cougar ant.
Yeah.
Cougar ant.
I've heard cougar ants.
Cougar. Like, you know what?
Either it's the most right terrifying here. Insect on earth, or he's saying like his family, the, all of his aunts, they're open
it's
season.
It's got the gazelle on it, right?
Yeah, there you go.
This is a positive show. I'm learning stuff.
There you go. The cougar ant.
I can't believe that. I always thought it was the cougar ant.
No, cougar ant.
Cougar ant. I like
that. Well, you know what? I'll take this defense. Yeah. I've never been to South Africa. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
Which is a terrible, terrible excuse.
All right, so it's a diehard thing for me. Wasn't that the first one? Or the second one?
No, it's Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Lethal Weapon, you're right. I get him confused.
No, you're right. Lethal Weapon, right. That was a cougar ant. Yeah. Die Hard. I don't know what his deal was. What was his problem in Die Hard? What did that guy want to do in
Die
Hard?
So the first one, he's just going to California to visit his wife
Not
for Christmas.
Not Bruce Willis. What's his name? Hans, the bad guy.
Yeah, Hans Gruber.
Right. MacGruber. What was his problem?
Oh, they were stealing
secrets or something. Or
they were stealing cases of money or something, whatever.
Okay.
But then the second or third one was like Hans's brother came back and was like, "Dude, you killed
Hans
killed
my and brother. Franz."
Yeah. Well, he had a pump.
You up?
Yeah.
Full of lead.
All right. How many hours of TV do you think you'll watch over the course of your life?
I don't want to know.
God, the course of my life. I don't know, man. Thousands.
I figure it'll be more as I get older.
Yeah, it's going to be around 80,000 hours of television.
Damn.
Yeah. It's just under 9,000 hours a year, since the average person will spend about 9 years of their life in front of a television. But you got to think,
years.
This is movies you watch at home, yeah. TV shows, sporting events.
Being a kid at 6 years old, watching a show.
Staring at your own reflection on TV that doesn't work anymore.
Watching the Yule Log, everything.
Yes, the Yule Log.
Thank you, Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Kentucky judge is accused of frat house antics and threesomes with staffers.
In what sounds like a great time.
Meanwhile, a Florida man is charged with having sex with stuffed animals in a Target, which is now officially a crime. Arizona Director of Public Safety gets pulled over for doing 90 and only gets a warning. Woman fights off a mountain lion who snatched her dog, but now is in mourning. And a Florida man punches customer in the head at Walmart because he was taking too long at the cash register. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We head to Florida, where a man has thrown patients out the window. At the local Walmart, the man was waiting in line at the self-checkout stand, and like many before him, the man started getting frustrated when shoppers in front of him were taking too long. Unlike others, the man engaged in an argument with one of the shoppers, which boiled to the point that he actually punched the man in the head. Police went to the man's home to arrest him. The victim did not sustain any major injuries. Look, I've been frustrated at the self-checkout stand before, too. Because these guys, they... Heh. If you don't know how to do it, do us a favor, don't go there. Go in that line and let people do it for you.
With a human being that can help
right.
you.
Who knows what they're doing.
Right. And maybe, you know what, calibrate those scales just a little bit differently so that when I put my stuff into a bag, it doesn't freak out like something else is in here. No,
And don't go through if you know you have like a six-pack of beer or a bottle of something because you know that they have to then come and ID you and all those things. Like, you know what you're legally allowed to do.
Exactly.
And it's going to hold everything up anyway, so just, you know.
Exactly.
You have to come ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you need an ID for groceries.
Right. I've shown up with ID in hand when it came with the beer and the alcohol. And I know that the guy's standing right there, so I grab the stand that's closest to him, and I just hand him my ID immediately, say, I'm going to need you. Like, I don't wait for the little light. In other news, gentlemen, what is the most outrageous thing that you've seen a fellow driver do while driving?
Bowl of cereal.
Bowl of cereal.
Receive a
hard
hug.
Hard to say, man.
He got a hug while he was driving.
Well, part of him did.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to take you guys on down to Utah. A man took video while going down I-15 in Utah after he saw another driver performing his own soundtrack. The video shows the driver flying down the freeway, playing his trumpet, and reading sheet music the entire time. Highway Patrol has said that while there is no technical law against what the man was doing, they recommend against it.
Yeah, I would recommend against that. But to be fair, the person who took the time to record them, also driving distracted.
Only if he's driving. I don't know if he is driving in that one. I mean, it's very, very plausible, but I don't know that he is. You're the reason why we have stupid rules on the books.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because anybody else would look at that rule and say, well, of course you don't play a trumpet while you drive. But because somebody did it, now we have to put it on the books.
Stupid.
We have a headlines update. The man that has violated Olaf has been charged.
Oh.
You all may recall the story a while back of a man going into Target and engaging in inappropriate conduct with a couple of large stuffed animals, one of them being Olaf. Well, he's officially been charged with a misdemeanor.
Man, I'm going to buy him a beer. Listen, I hate Frozen so much, and I understand maybe you shouldn't do this.
How was it? How did your daughter say it was?
She said it was fantastic.
I bet it is, then.
Because she's a 9-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a 50-year-old man. I do not want to see Frozen 2. I just do not. So, listen, I have a lot of anger issues toward Frozen because I had to sit through it at least 400 times. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he did what he did to Olaf. You want to build a snowman? No, I got another idea of mine for a snowman.
Get over here, Olaf.
Corn.
We go to Arizona where the local director of public safety has made an apology. The director shared a video online of an encounter that he had with an officer after he was stopped going 90 miles an hour on the freeway, the director being stopped, while weaving through traffic and not using his signals. The director didn't initially identify himself to the officer, but did call him back to hand him his credentials as the director of public safety. After seeing the ID, the officer let him off with a warning. Now, the director has come forward and shared the video along with an apology, saying that it was a regrettable encounter for him and that he plans to learn from it.
No, you're not going to learn anything because nothing happened. And to me, look, you start at the top. Whatever the top can get away with, the rest of us can. There is no public safety there. That's all. Like, look, if you can't do it, then you can't represent it. If they choose to let you represent it, I'm going to follow your lead.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's your job.
We go to Kentucky where a judge has been accused of turning her chambers into a, quote, frat house.
Okay.
Yeah. The judge has been accused of having a threesome with staffers and allowing employees to drink on the job, all while abusing her power to win re-election.
I will strip mine.
Ooh, hide the gavel.
The judge now faces disciplinary hearing. Damn, man. Where are we hiding that gavel?
You know where.
In the bluegrass.
With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Join us next time as we learn to artificially inseminate a walrus.
Well, you're going to learn, the rest of us, a little more onto that than you are, Miles. But in the meantime, we be all about this, bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.